This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Russia carried out what Ukrainian officials called a massive attack early Tuesday, targeting Kyiv with more than 20 drones that Ukraine's air defenses destroyed. Kyiv's military administration chief Sergei Popko wrote on his Telegram social media account Tuesday that after days of Russian aerial attacks that used a combination of drones and missiles, Russia relied solely on the Iranian-made Shahed drones for its 17th assault on the Ukrainian capital this month. Surveying the damage Tuesday, Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said the Russian attacks have been relentless.
Tonight, it's 12 people have injuries, one people killed from attack last night. And last 2 days, it's attack number four.
Meanwhile, Russian Defense Ministry officials said Ukraine was responsible for a drone attack that targeted Moscow Tuesday. The ministry said it shot down or diverted 8 drones that targeted the Moscow area. Moscow Mayor Sergei Sobyanin said the attack damaged 2 residential buildings and injured 2 people. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters President Vladimir Putin was briefed on the situation. There was no immediate comment by Ukrainian officials. The attack followed one earlier in early May that Russian officials said targeted the Kremlin. Russia blamed Ukraine for that attack as well. The New York Times reports U.S. intelligence officials also believe Ukraine was behind that attack. Speaking on state television Tuesday, Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu called the drone attack the largest since the Russian invasion 15 months ago, a terrorist attack. Shoigu also said Ukraine's Western allies were stepping up equipment and arms supplies to Kyiv ahead of what he said would be a large-scale Ukrainian offensive. The defense minister said Moscow would strike any supply routes it detected. This is VOA News. There are crucial days ahead as the White House and U.S. congressional leaders work to pass a compromise package in time to lift the nation's borrowing limit and prevent a U.S. default. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
A key test will come this afternoon when the House Rules Committee is scheduled to consider the debt limit package and vote on sending it to the full House. Officials say the U.S. risks default as soon as June 5th. President Biden says he feels good about the deal negotiated with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and has been calling lawmakers ahead of this week's votes in Congress. There are still concerns about the deal's passage, with some hard-right conservatives criticizing the lack of deep spending cuts they wanted, and liberals denouncing policy changes like new work requirements for older Americans in the food aid program. The full House is expected to vote on Wednesday. Jennifer King, Washington.
Serbian protesters smashed 2 cars belonging to Albanian journalists in the Kosovo town of Leposavac Tuesday, a day after 30 NATO soldiers and 52 protesters were hurt in clashes as EU and NATO officials urged calm and de-escalation of the violence. Unrest in the region has intensified since ethnic Albanian mayors took office in northern Kosovo's Serb-majority area after April elections that the Serbs had boycotted, a move that led the U.S. and its allies to rebuke the government last week. A Reuters news agency reporter said he saw masked men approach a car with marked as being affiliated with U.S. cable news network CNN and smash the windshield. The reporter said another car belonging to media outlet was smashed as well. There were no injuries reported. European Union foreign policy chief Josep Borrell urged Kosovo and Serbian leaders to find a way to de-escalate tensions through dialogue.
I ask both parties to urgently take measures to de-escalate tensions immediately and unconditionally. And any further unilateral action has to be avoided and calm being restored. We have too much violence in Europe already today. We cannot afford another conflict.
British government ministers have been given more time to hand over unredacted messages from former Prime Minister Boris Johnson as part of a public inquiry into the British government's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic in a standoff that could lead to criminal sanctions. The government ordered an investigation in 2021 to look into the preparedness of the country as well as the public health and economic response after Britain recorded one of the world's highest total number of deaths from COVID-19. The inquiry, chaired by former Judge Heather Hallett, has given the government until late Thursday to hand over former Prime Minister Johnson's WhatsApp messages and diaries as part of its investigation into the handling of the crisis. There's been some tension between what correspondents, the Cabinet Office, which is responsible for government operations, and the judge feels are relevant to the inquiry. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.